Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, you know what time it is. Following the preview segment, it's our Alex's Lemonade Stand Honorary Captains of the Week. We followed suit. Every single week, we don't bring on one captain, but we bring on two. This one's kind of special. We're doing a Where Are They Now with a few members that were on our list last year. And for those fresh ears and new audience members out there, let me give you a little bit of context. Northwestern Mutual, they created a nationwide challenge. This was last season. 13 players from 11 schools competed to raise the most money and the most awareness for Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. That foundation is a leading childhood cancer research organization. Not only does it provide support for families who need to travel, who need treatment, but it's big time. Two guys on that list last year who raised a heck of a lot of money, didn't win the Lemon Trophy, but raised a heck of a lot of money and won a national championship along the way. Brian Williams, Quentin Hicks. Brian, I'll start with you. Thanks so much for giving the show some time this week.
Yes, Stone, thanks for having us on. You know, the impact you guys have in FCS Nation is awesome. It's bringing awareness to, you know, our division and what we have to offer as well. So thank you.
Awesome. And Quentin, thanks so much for hopping on the show this week.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Stone.
I talked about this following the preview segment, and I say this every week, but it is my favorite segment because you get a chance to learn who these athletes are underneath the helmet. And I don't think that's as prevalent as it should be in the FCS. I don't think these athletes are covered as much as they should be. I know from firsthand experience, there are guys like Brian and guys like Quentin out there who not only mean a lot on the field and for the Jackrabbits' sake, down in the trenches with their hand in the dirt, but off the field, these guys have a lot to offer. I talked about last year's challenge being 13 athletes in 11 universities. Well, this year's challenge, 12 schools, 12 athletes within the FCS. And our goal, guys, is to raise $250,000. This is our second year doing it, and we're already talking about $250,000, already $5,000 of the way there. We raised $50,000 last year in our very first year, and we're putting it on FCS fans to help us raise this and put forth money. And for your guys' sake, or for your former team's sake, it's Mark Gronowski. He's the one participating in this. What are some things that you see in Mark that makes sense as to why he's on this list and off the field? Kind of how does Mark carry himself in like a philosophical front?
I mean, first of all, Mark is one of my best friends. He'll be an usher at my wedding, hopefully, unless, you know, train in the NFL and whatnot. Mark's a great guy. Everyone talks about how he plays in the field, but if you hang out with Mark off the field, like, stand-up guy. He's an engineer degree. He's got an engineer degree. I believe he already has it. He's getting his master's right now. Super great guy. Nice to everyone. There's always kids around him, and he makes time to, you know, talk to kids, make them feel special, ask what their name is, take pictures, sign autographs, whatever, no matter where he's at, where he's eating dinner or anything. So Mark is a stand-up guy. I think it'd be awesome to see him win the competition this year.
And Brian, are there anything that stand out to you? Any stories that have come up? Quentin talked about kind of Mark being around kids a lot of the time, whether it's you guys out in the community, whether it's doing autograph signings or kind of one of your media days. Is there something that stands out to you? What about Mark?
I think one thing I didn't know about Mark, it was kind of when we went to Southeastern Louisiana and we got to hang out with his parents a little bit. I think that just shows you everything that you need to know about the kid. I mean, he's just an awesome person, and it comes from his parents. So shout out to his parents.
Oh, I love that call out. Brian, we actually had a chance to link up in Hammond, Louisiana for Jet Booker, an athlete on our list this year. His tailgating event, hashtag line up for lemonade. It was phenomenal. And yes, you talked about Ray Gronowski and Deb Gronowski, Mark's parents. They do tell you every single thing you need to know about Mark. Them showing up to another athlete, let alone an athlete that his son was competing against, to show support for what we're doing here with Northwestern Mutual, Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation, and us here at FCS Nation. There's just not much more to touch on. Where Mark comes from, how he was raised, is the exact reason why he's on this list, and the exact reason that he's one of the 2 to 3 favorites to actually take home the Lemon Trophy. I love it. Having a chat here with Brian Williams and Quentin Hicks. Guys, let's get to the real reason that you're here. Of course, last year you were honorary captains of the week. I had a sit down with you both. We're just phenomenal, and the passion just seeped through our interview, and you guys raised a heck of a ton of money like I talked about. But something special has taken place. Every time I bring an athlete on, and it's been 3 so far this season, I talk about this initiative, this partnership also being transcending for them as an athlete and also as a student. And we have that conversation often about life after football. And I don't think any other programs have that conversation. I don't think it's spoken about enough in college athletics. I actually know for a fact it's not, based off of guys graduating and not having a damn clue what to do with their lives. But that's not the case when you tie yourself to a Northwestern Mutual and just rub elbows for your guys' sake with somebody like Chris Schenkel, right? Who sets you guys up and kind of allows you to see what's on the other side and what is possible for me in my career. You guys actually were both interns at Northwestern Mutual Sioux Falls office. I kind of just want to pick your brain on what that was like, because there are athletes out there listening right now, and definitely athletes on our list right now that are listening to you two and looking for advice. Talk about what that internship program meant to you and how it got you to the place that you're at right now. Quentin, I'll start with you.
Yeah, it was great. You know, in the summer, we have a crazy schedule. Brian and I worked out in the morning at 6 a.m. And then I think Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have practice at 6 p.m. So a crazy schedule in the summer. And obviously all the guys worked, whether it be a lot of guys, you know, tore up carpet or paint houses, whatever they had to do. Don't have the luxury of the FBS guys, you know, getting stipends during the summer, so we had to work. And luckily with Northwestern Mutual, I was essentially my own boss at 22 years old, and it was awesome. I loved it a lot. You know, I worked pretty much 11, 12-hour days every day, Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, I was like, all right, I'm going to go, you know, golf at 1, because I was running my own business, and I thought the decision was, you know, I'm going to work hard, but I'm still at 22. I want to have fun. So, it was great. It was great coming off the national championship, because a lot of the people that I reached out to were like, oh, yeah, like, I mean, I wasn't a big name or anything, never was, but a lot of people knew who I was, so that was very helpful too. The support that the advisors in the Sioux Falls office has, still work with them today a lot of times. So it was great for me, and now luckily I got to do a full-time role in Wichita now, so it was a great opportunity for me.
I love
don't
it, Brian.
Don't let Quentin lie to you. Everybody knows who he is. Freshman All-American, loudest guy on the field. I mean, look at him.
You see how he just tried to slip that in there?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, I won a big deal, and then now he's cheesing.
Just a couple of rings on my finger, nothing too crazy. Brian, many college athletes have successfully made the move to become advisors and are having an impact in your career personally and obviously the community around them. You actually left Brookings and went to your hometown of Tallahassee and are now working full-time for Northwestern Mutual, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I am in Tallahassee now, and one thing I would say that the internship allows you to do is – not only work with advisors in Sioux Falls, but across the country. Like I had the, you know, chance to meet Patrick Scott here in Tallahassee, Forbes list advisor here in Florida. Same with like guys like Ben Gantt and Bryson Bard, who just make a huge impact in Florida, and not only just Florida, but across the country. You just get to see the level of intentionality that people like that bring, and you know, just makes you want to keep doing it. So super thankful for Chris allowing me to be a part of the internship, and you know, just guiding me in my career and my path.
I love it. And I want you guys to both kind of give a piece of advice to kids, whether they're sophomores or juniors right now in college, who are kind of turning their heads to life after football, because we know that small percentage of kids who are actually able to go play on Sundays. Brian, I'll start with you. For somebody looking for an internship around the country who is at a location where Northwestern Mutual is within arm's reach, kind of what would your piece of advice be to them? Kind of pitch them.
Yeah, my piece of advice would be, you know, you could go do the labor stuff. You could go cut grass. You could go, you know, we had guys putting in floors, but very rarely do you see someone get a chance to run their own practice and be compensated for what they put in. I felt like a big part for me and why I chose Northwestern Mutual was because I wanted to earn what I made. And so what I make really just depends on how many times I can pick up the phone, how much value impact I can add, and be compensated for it as well.
And Quentin, for you, what would your piece of advice be for a college-age kid, athlete or not, looking for an internship that suits them and why Northwestern Mutual might be a good fit?
I would just say, you know, take that call. If you're a junior or a senior, you are a top candidate to be called by Northwestern Mutual. Anyone that's a great internship, just take that call. Because when our recruiter Reagan called me, I have never heard of Northwestern Mutual. I didn't know what they did, honestly. And she called me. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a chance. I'll go through the process. And I just, you know, kept doing it. But take that call. It's huge. And having an internship made my life a lot easier getting a job after college, because I had no idea what I was going to do. I thought I was going to get marketing. Looking back, I probably would have not liked that. My fiance does it, and I heard, but she doesn't. Not my cup of tea. So just take that internship call when they reach out to you, and just hear them out.
I love it. And you guys are forcing me to ask this question, although I'm super excited to ask it. Kind of debunk this narrative. I fell victim to it. Quentin, you kind of just admitted to it. Brian, I can get the gist as well that, you know, we shoo these things off. You know, when we're in college, this is in our mind. minds last priority, right? Like the first thing that's on our mind is football, then comes class. And I'm just speaking bluntly here, right? That's how we think as kids who are in our early 20s, but kind of talk about why that's not true and that moment that you realize that, God, I took that call. Quentin, I'll start with you.
Yeah, mine was when I had my labrum surgery on my shoulder. I was like, okay, I'm probably not going to go to the league. You know, I've seen some great guys go through STSU and they didn't go to the league. So I'm like, okay, I got to get real here. And that was my wake up call. Not everyone's going to go to the NFL. A very small percentage goes to the NFL. So just realizing that you have to have a backup plan in case that doesn't, you know, go through. Just be prepared for that to happen to you.
Pretty good backup plan considering you run your own business, right? You run your own practice. It's a damn good backup plan. Brian, what about you? I'm sure as a college age kid, you had those thoughts, right? You just didn't give a damn on what you were going to do after college. It wasn't on your mind. But what was that moment for you where you were like, I asked Quentin, thank God I answered that call?
Yeah. So for me, actually, it was kind of crazy because I called Quentin, was like, are you doing an internship this year? And he was like, yeah, man, I'm actually doing with Northwest Mutual. I was like, dude, just put me on. I got to figure out something to do with my life. Because I was getting my master's degree and I was like, what am I going to do with this? You know, like just super raw in that space. And so Quentin set me up with Reagan and we went through the whole process. And I think in 3 weeks I was in, you know, the internship and going through everything with Quentin. And it was really just a blessing, not only, you know, to be able to do the internship, but to be able to do it with, you know, one of your teammates or, you know, and then you get to not only that, but gain the experience.
So they're talking about their summers and kind of at this point, how that one summer has changed their lives. I think that's kind of almost answering the question I'm about to ask, but I want you guys to kind of dive deeper into this on what last year's experience taught you. And when I'm talking about last year's experience, I'm talking about not only rubbing shoulders with people at the office you were interning with in Sioux Falls, but people of Alex's Lemonade Stand and that foundation when you came across them, myself, my co-host Kevin Marshall, the events that took place in Brookings that were put in place to raise money and awareness for childhood cancer. Did you ever have that feeling that, damn, I'm doing something that's bigger than me? Brian, I'll start with you.
Yeah. So for me, I would say just seeing how much money we raised, you know, individually, and like we were competing there back and forth. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done. But in South Dakota State's defense, we had 3 guys to 1, you know, so the money was getting split right different ways. So we were really cheated out of the process. We won't get into that, but it really should have been 3 championships, 1, if you think about it. But just being able to rub elbows with people like Alex Lemonade Stan, Chris, you know, you guys as well, being able to hang out with you guys a few weeks ago. It's really just awesome, not only like the money and impact that you're making, but the people you get to do alongside with.
Yeah, that number that Brian talked about was a little under $50,000, and that was our very first year doing this. Our goal this year is quadrupled 5 times that $50,000 mark. And yeah, Brian, I do think you have a point, to be honest with you. You combine the three of you guys, and we have another discussion here, and there's a coyote who's not holding the Lim trophy at his house right now. Quentin, for you, kind of what has last year's experience taught you, similar to what Brian talked about? Was there anything that stood out that made you realize that, damn, I'm doing something a lot bigger than myself and a lot bigger than the sport I play?
Yeah, I think where the money was going was huge for me, because a lot of times people, you know, donate to cancer research, which is awesome. It's great to have, but no one looks behind the scenes like, hey, those families have to travel. Like I had a friend in Wichita. They had to go to Kansas City every week to do chemo at the hospital there. That costs a lot of money because they stay at a hotel. They have to, you know, eat food while they're there. It's not just going to cancer research, going to those families that have to pay all these expenses on top of the medical bills that are, you know, insane. So where the money was going was my biggest thing. The biggest impact on me was going right to the families to help them.
I love it. I love it. You guys are just simply preaching right now. A lot of good things said, but I want you to call out Jacks fans, because as I look at the updates right now, we're at the $5,000 mark and Mark Gronowski is not in first, second, third, or fourth right now. He's actually well behind, a couple $100 raised right now. Brian, this weekend's a big game and a big day for the community of Brookings. It's Hobo Day, right? First, talk about what Hobo Day is, what it means to you as a Jackrabbit, now a former Jackrabbit, and if you'll be in attendance. I've heard from a little birdie that your face will be there. You will physically be in attendance at Hobo Day against Youngstown State. And if there are people who see you, kind of what they can do and how they can get Mark's numbers raised.
Yeah, for, you know, Hobo Day, the significance is just all the former players getting together. You know, Ryan McKnight and his crew do a great job at JFPA and just getting all the guys back in town. And yeah, I mean, I'll be at the tailgate. Would love to take pictures with whoever so we can get Mark's numbers up. If you take a picture with a lemon on top of your head and post it to your social media, that's $10 raised. That's $10 going to Mark's account. Hashtag go Jacks. We've got to get his numbers up because if you're not first, you're last.
I love it. And Quentin, for you, I don't know if you're going to be in attendance at Hobo Day, but kind of call out Jacks fans and how they can raise more money for Mark and kind of catapult him up this list. The leader right now, Chris Presto, a Southern Illinois dog for $1,500 raised. Kind of call out Jacks fans. They're slacking.
I need everyone to go to FCSNationRadio.com. Alex and Mason has their own little section on there. Click on that. Go to Mark's name. I'm also going to call it JFPA specifically. You know, I need everyone to go there and donate a little bit. Our fan base is bigger than it's ever been coming off two national championships. I see the games. I see it's packed. I see on social media that this fan base is growing and it's massive. So if everyone goes there, donates $10, and you know, for every $10 donation, there'll be someone who donates $100, $1,000. So everyone go there, support Mark, support the cause of Oxygen Aid Stand, and let's make a difference.
You guys preach the gospel right here. A lot of good things to say. And for the audience out there who have heard these athletes come on each and every week for this 2024 season, this is what happens. This is the maturity level of these athletes that are on this list. And there's a damn good reason why we picked them. It's not just something that we randomly did. Guys like Quentin, guys like Brian, and guys like Mark were sought after, handpicked, knowing they'd fit the mold and they could make a difference in their community. Brian down in Tallahassee working full-time for Northwestern Mutual. It started with an internship. Quentin over there in Wichita started with an internship, works full time, and both of these guys run their own practices. I got to get you guys out of here. You guys are busy. Brian, I'll start with you. Thanks so much for joining the show this week. And let me get a score prediction for the Jacks Penguins.
Jacks Penguins, 35-3, Jacks, baby.
And Quinn, for you, I can't thank you enough. Let me get a score prediction.
Yeah, Brian, they didn't score last year, right?
Yeah, I was just being, we blocked a field goal, so I was like, they might get three.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with 38-6, two field goals. And Mark Gronowski, three passing touchdowns. Amari Johnson, a rushing touchdown. And we'll throw Angel Johnson in there too.
Love it. Love it. Getting specific here. All right. You heard the score predictions. That, again, was Quentin Hicks and Brian Williams. Couple of national champions. It's not often that you can have guys with rings on their fingers on a show like this. Thanks so much, guys. And when we come back, we get better and better every single week. It's the pick segment. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.